I know that the assembly was reopening the discussion on zoning, particularly when it comes to marijuana cultivation. So how did that go last night?
We had a fairly lengthy discussion amongst ourselves, and we voted 7-2 to not reopen the zoning issue. We probably will address some of the concerns that have been raised when the ordinance 2015-38 comes before us. There was some discussion last night about referring that to a committee. It'll be introduced on the March 21st, and prior to a public hearing, going through at least a committee of the whole review.
And so you mentioned this is going to be brought up again. What kind of things do you think might be adopted into the ordinance?
The ordinance that'll come before us, introduced on the 21st, sets up some special conditions around the conditional use permit. One will deal with licensing. They'll be required to have a CBJ borough license. There will be some issues on hours of operation. There will be some other issues. And so I think some of the things that might be discussed might be buffer zones on the properties, overall size of the footprint, odor issues, those kinds of things might, just from the general discussion we had last night, those might be some additional issues that might be looked at.
And just to clarify, these are 500 square foot grow facilities, correct?
Up to. They can be much smaller. It's not a minimum size, but it would be a maximum size under cultivation, yes.
So moving forward, what do you want people to know about what's going on with marijuana cultivation and zoning?
Well, I think that the Assembly for the last year has tried to deal with this issue in the best way it can. We have come to what I think is a fair solution in this community, and that the conditional use permit will be a process by which both the Planning Commission and the Assembly will make some determinations about what is going to be allowable and what is not.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.